here on the field at Lucas Oil Stadium, where we have all the field drills for each of the different position groups at the combine. We'll start with the 40-yard dash.
This is still sort of the meat and potatoes of what the fans want to see. They want to know how fast is someone. I think what's interesting, what always struck me, is that there's 32 different teams all timing. And that's sort of an interesting element that each scout, each team will represent, they'll have an official, you know, official time.
His height and weight are similar to Jadeveon Clowney. Hello, Cleveland.
Speed is important in the NFL. 40-yard dash time is going to be a lot more significant for a cornerback than maybe your offensive guard. It's the 10-yard splits, the 20-yard splits that also have meaningful predictive power in terms of how we'll think about an individual prospect. The short shuttle, it's the what I would say probably the primary event that's used as a proxy for change of direction ability for a prospect.
Being able to follow directions, being able to perform in a pressure situation goes a far, you know, that's a lot of times is what we're watching almost more than the time. It's just fun to see the different makeups and the players that a lot of their personality will show when they're prepping. So you're actually watching the players ahead of time, seeing who's nervous, who's relaxed, who's loose, who's prepared. And I think those are sort of over the years, you can see sort of some of the personalities show up in the run itself.
The other primary agility drill is called the three-cone or L drill. From a scouting perspective, usually we're a little bit more interested in how it looks as opposed to the individual time. You're looking for a level of explosiveness and quickness at the beginning of the drill, and then when they run the actual figure eight, you're looking for, smoothness or efficiency in movement. So the aesthetics of the drill is a little bit more important than time from our perspective.
For those that don't know, the vertec or the vertical jump is the your reach. So we want you standing there reaching as high as you possibly can, and we take that measurement. And then we ask the prospects to stand in just with 2 feet planted on the ground. And now jump up as high as you can. So obviously, if your reach is lower and you jump it higher, now you'll have a larger number. In the area where the vertical jump also is the standing broad jump. As straightforward as a measurement and a test as you can have, prospects stand there and they jump.
From my perspective, the broad jump is probably one of the better events actually at the combine, which sounds a little bit strange because it's also one of the simpler events. It's just kind of a measure of raw power or explosiveness from the player's lower body. All right, we're going to take you inside to the weigh-in area, the bod pods, and the bench press area. Talk a little bit about those three events as it pertains to how we think about prospects here at the Combine. All right, let's go. All right, guys, here we are in the belly of Lucas Oil Stadium. Right now, we're right in front of the stage where we get the heights, weights, arm lengths, and hand spans of all the players that come to the Combine here in Indianapolis.
Part of the reason you have the combine is it's standardized. We have one person making that measurement for every single person. So there's not that variable of, well, this scout does it a little different. And I think that's one of the great reasons to be invited to the combine. You'll have an official record of your hand, your arm.
It's really helpful for us in the personnel department. It's nice to know if a guy's 6'1" instead of 5'11", or if he's, 5'8" instead of 5'10". When the players enter the bod pod, that essentially tells us it can essentially break apart their weight and tell us how much lean mass versus fatty mass the player has in its body.
It's a group effort. All 32 teams are a part of this composite evaluation, and this is where it sort of begins. We sort of find out who's in shape and who's not, and that's why we're here, is to find out the health of each prospect.
Here we are at the bench press. It's one of the more popular events at the combine, probably the second most popular outside of the 40-yard dash. This event, really from a personnel standpoint, is more tradition for the sake of tradition. It actually has very little impact in the overall evaluation of a prospect. So it's a little bit more bragging rights and tradition.
There you go, rock them out. Let's go.
Twenty-three reps.
All right, guys, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Glad that you guys were able to get a little bit of a peek into our world during this combine week. We're really close to draft season, and at this point we can really taste the end of April.
It's an exciting time to be a Cleveland Brown, I know that.